Once the dollar can no longer be exchanged for any amount of gold or silver at all, that means, by definition, the dollar cannot buy anything, including the damn bombs that are being dropped on my street.
Seems like these days the whole world's on fire. Things keep blowing the hell up.
Hey guys, Ralph here from the Endgame Investor, and this morning was a little bit rough. My street got bombed. This was the impact, or the secondary impact. I'm not sure what this was. Maybe a piece flew off. Maybe something else was intercepted. I don't really know. And here's a no parking thing, my Bob. We'll have to get a new one. So much for that. A house was destroyed after a gas balloon blew up and caused a chain reaction. It destroyed basically two houses. And there's a kid checking out the house. Actually, nobody was killed here. This house and this house, there was an explosion of a gas balloon, I think. Secondary explosion. And, yeah. Well, here's one of the walls of the house. My bedroom window is broken. Cleaning up the Hezbollah rocket shrapnel.
Isn't this fun?
Rocket starts with R.
And shrapnel got into my car, broke the whatever my car is made out of, some kind of plastic crap or something. And the shrapnel got really close to my own gas tank. I have a GAPAM gas tank. What's GAPAM in English? LPG, liquid natural gas, something like that. And if that had gotten hit, it would have blown up the car, which would have blown up my gas balloon, which would have blown up my house, and that would have been fun. It wouldn't have been fun. I don't really know what else to say.
The more you ignore it, the cooler you look.
I was in synagogue at the time for morning prayers, for davening and learning, and we heard the sirens, went into the safe room in the synagogue, and then I heard the big explosion that was pretty close, the loudest one I've heard. So I didn't have my phone on me because I don't really take my phone to synagogue because I don't like to. And after that, when the sirens were done, I ran home, checked my wife was okay. Thank God she went downstairs. My kids are fine. They're with their grandparents. And so, people, what is the solution to this? What is causing this? Why are rockets flying in the air? And the answer is the dollar. Because the United States gives billions of dollars to Iran to bomb us. And then the United States gives us billions of dollars to bomb their proxies. So what is going on here is it's a dollar war. Iran spends money on bombs, sends them to Hezbollah using dollars. Israel spends dollars on bombs that they import from America, and we have a big war. And because the United States is not going to stop sending dollars and crapping their inflation all over the planet, the only solution is to end the dollar so that they can no longer export any more weapons and other allies and enemies, or whatever they want to call them, can't afford to buy any more bombs because the dollar is dead. And how do we kill the dollar? We kill the dollar by buying gold and silver. That's the only way to dig underneath it, because politics is not going to help at this point. The politicians are not going to stop sending weapons to everybody. Voting is not really going to make a difference, I'm sorry. But buying gold and silver will, because that will destroy the dollar. Once the dollar can no longer be exchanged for any amount of gold or silver at all, that means, by definition, the dollar cannot buy anything, including the damn bombs that are being dropped on my street. And so, what should we do at this point? Well, there are three things that you can do. First of all, you can go to Miles Franklin and check out their weekly specials. This week, we have 1 ounce platinum maple leaves. I know it's not gold or silver, but the platinum to gold and platinum to silver ratio is at all-time lows or highs, meaning whichever way you put it, platinum is cheap relative to gold and silver, more than it's ever been, cheaper than it's ever been relative to gold and silver. So if you have a little bit too much gold and silver and not enough platinum, now is a good time to exchange one for the other. We have 1 ounce platinum maple leafs, only $80 over spot. 1 ounce silver Austrian Philharmonic coins, only $3.10 over spot. And 1 ounce gold South African Krugerrands, only $60 over spot. Call 855-GAME-END or email endgameinvestor@milesfranklin.com and they will get in touch with you. Once you have gold and silver, you can go to Monetary Metals. Check the link in the description below to earn interest on your gold paid in gold. There's also a storage account where they will store your gold for free. You will not have to pay for it. And you can earn between 2 and 5% on your gold, which is usually loaned out to a jewelry company or other company that uses physical gold in its business. So if you want to earn interest on your gold and silver, Monetary Metals is the way to go. For accredited investors, you can earn 12% on a silver bond. Link also in the description below for accredited investors only. I have an account at Monetary Metals and I enjoy it. And finally, if you want to have some gold and silver with you in your house, or not actually in your house or somewhere on your property, you can get a Dirty Man safe. Use the code ENDGAME10 at checkout for 10% off and also support this channel by doing so. And while I can't really have a Dirty Man safe in my backyard because Hezbollah can bomb it and then my entire block will be showered with silver coins. You basically get a post hole digger and then put the thing in. And then there's a cord you can pull it up with. Those are the three ways that you could support this channel. By destroying the dollar, you can help end this war, because the only thing that keeps it going is the dollars that fund it on both sides. This is Rafi, the Endgame Investor, hoping for peace with the end of the derivative fiat system.
Please disperse. Nothing to see here, please.